And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Imagine a world in which your brain doesn't attack you. I mean, that's what everyone wants, right? And for some, that's a living dream, you know? That's an everyday thing. For others, not so much.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you saw this the other day, but starting July 1st, it's going to be legal for authorised practitioners to prescribe MDMA to treat post-traumatic stress disorder.
Did you
see this news break over the weekend?
Yeah, and I did think of you.
And psilocybin as well. Why did you think of me? Was it because...
Because you've always been a big advocate for,
yes,
you know, micro-dosing and sort of medium dosing and then also having a big one.
No.
Sorry,
I just started.
Then I was on a roll. Nah.
You fell off a cliff.
I was like,
"Wow, he's running! Oh God! Oh, he's lost his legs. He's off the cliff." No, because that makes it sound really bad. But it's because I've dealt with mental health problems my whole life.
Yeah,
and I just feel so much for people. Post-traumatic stress disorder is just terrible.
Of course.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And for people that are suffering with that, and also people, this is going to be for people who have tried to get help with their depression, right?
Sure.
It hasn't worked. So this just makes my heart warm because I think then people have hope, you know what I mean? This is giving people hope and help, and why shouldn't we be doing this stuff?
Of course, and it makes sense, and it's a sort of a...
Controlled conditions. Yeah.
It's one of those things like, why has it taken so long to get here?
I know.
But, sorry, was this not supposed to be about a taste test?
I was going to say...
So micro-dosing and then medium-dosing is a gateway to having a big one.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I think I may have had my fill of something. So, you know me, love a basketball jersey.
Yeah.
That's my thing. I collect basketball jerseys.
Yes.
I like to wear them whenever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the motivation for me to go to the gym on a regular basis is the fact that I get to wear my basketball jerseys. And sort of rotate through my collection, because otherwise, like, it's I get like 3 warm days a year in Geelong. So
yeah, do you wear it with a t-shirt underneath and at the gym, or
no,
you go bare armed?
I go bare armed.
Wow.
Well, I'm there to take care of business.
Yeah.
Don't have time.
You're
for
not
a
there
t-shirt.
To spiders.
And related bloody news: those people that work out in tracksuit pants at the gym. Well, I think I've mentioned this before. What are you doing?
Hang on. People need to be comfortable in whichever which way it is for them.
You're hotboxing yourself.
Yeah, I know, but still.
My legs get sweaty and I can't imagine how disgusting that would feel with long pants on.
Well, maybe they think that you're, you know, wearing some non-synthetic, anyway, continue talking. I've lost
it. Look, the bottom half of the leotard that you see under the basketball jersey, yeah, that might be off-putting.
Yeah.
Particularly at the front.
Yes.
Quite graphic. Anyway, basketball jerseys are my thing, but also, you know, I wear other sort of basketball, NBA-related clothes,
yeah,
right? So I've got some
jumpers.
T-shirts and jumpers and stuff,
hats.
Right? And I recently got 3/4 of a shipment from an organisation. So I ordered 4 items.
Of a whole shipping container.
3 of them arrived. 3 items arrived. There were 2 jumpers and there was a T-shirt, and the 4th T-shirt was wrong, and that's fine.
Yeah.
And we've already
sorted
it
out.
And I got those and I thought, and then there's been a bit of niggling, like toing and froing, sorting out this 4th T-shirt that hasn't arrived. And I thought to myself, I reckon I might have enough NBA gear.
Whoa. This is what therapists call the breakthrough.
Oh, okay. I just went to my drawer and I was like, maybe I won't wear something NBA today. And I had to like dig to find something that wasn't NBA. And I was like, oh, yeah. Probably don't need to buy any more NBA gear for a while.
What is the collection for you? Because, for example, when I used to buy a lot of vinyl, right?
Mm.
It wasn't like I was buying it to collect a whole set of anything.
No.
I just enjoy having them, right?
Mm.
Were you buying so that you had sort of every major player, you know, their basketball jersey or every team in existence ever, a jersey from that? You just enjoy... You know,
I just enjoy it.
I
just love the jerseys and I love the game and I love the players and following the game. So I thought to myself, probably enough of the NBA gear. you know, you don't need to buy any more jumpers or T-shirts or whatever. At least for the time being, you're okay. And then I just had a quick look at Marketplace.
Oh, exactly. I was going to say.
This afternoon, I'm picking up a Damien Lillard.
You're not.
Trailblazers. And you know what it was marked at? $50.
And you're getting it for?
$40.
Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Okay. Had a couple of weeks off. And this is probably one that you can help with specifically, Lingy, because this is more your realm than Log and I.
I'm here for you.
I went away and something happened and I sort of took it one way, Carlia took it a different way, and then there was a third option and I want to see where you guys land, okay?
I'll give you a warning. I'm probably always going to back up the redhead.
Yeah, fair.
Love this, Carlia. But, yeah. I also adore her, so.
I also probably would back her, so that's based on sort of just the weight of numbers and the amount of time she's right and I'm not. So, I mean, you and I, Log, there is a certain amount of sort of when you do this job, you run into people who either know your voice or know your face or both, yeah?
Yeah.
And it doesn't happen anywhere near as much as it would to you, Lingy, because you're a big sort of international, well, national superstar.
Oh, I'd say international.
Well, that Women's Day.
Oh, that went round.
Yes, it did. Big in Sweden. Huge.
Big in Russia too for some reason. I'm not sure why.
Okay, so we sort of get it a bit. I got at the zoo in Melbourne yesterday. That was interesting.
That's a zoo.
Yeah.
G'day. Oh, g'day. You just have
they
a chat.
They said g'day Tom to him. Oh, nice. Walking in the zoo.
Yeah.
Crazy.
So anyway, so you know, and you just been, you have a chat and then you kind of go on your day and you always like, it's nice to speak to people who listen to the show.
To the fans, you know, you like interacting with the fans.
Yeah. Right. So when I went on holidays, we went out for, then let's not get bogged down in what town I was in.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to confirm or deny the town or the venue.
Okay.
We were there for dinner.
There's only one dinner place in this place.
Mate, it could have been on the way back.
Yeah, it could have been anywhere.
Could have been anywhere along the Great Ocean Road.
Okay.
So we were there for dinner and, you know, there were there as a family, Mum, Anthony, Carlia and the girls and I, and we're all sort of sitting around and we're ordering our food and we're eating just like you do a normal dinner. But there was one guy on the wait staff that was giving me side eyes. It's like sort of like every time I'd like look around the room or whatever.
Yeah.
And he'd be going past, I'd see him like looking at me and I'm like, okay, all right. And I mentioned it to Carlia and she goes, well, he probably recognises you.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't know.
Were you sitting next to Carlia?
Right. So okay. I go, I don't know.
Straight onto it, love.
Because she's hot. Sorry, I look at Carlia like she's hot.
And that's where I'm at. And I said to Carlia, I was like, I think maybe he's looking at me, then looking at you, then looking at me and going, what's going on?
He just doesn't know your personality, Tom.
Is that her brother? Why is he helping with the kids?
Come on.
So that's what I said. So she's like, maybe he recognises you. And then I said, maybe he's just looking at you and going, what the hell is going on there?
And then
she goes, or maybe he's looking at you and going, hello?
Yeah.
Like maybe he was into me. Right? So there we go. So there are your three options.
Okay.
What do you reckon the waiter at this sort of venue where we had dinner?
Can I ask for a little more information?
Sure.
Each time you looked over, did he hold eye contact for a moment or did it immediately look away?
Pretty quickly look away. He was on the move almost every time, though.
Did he give you at any point like a... You know, sometimes you give like a knowing smile, like that's Cameron Ling. I give you a smile because I'm like, it's Cameron Ling. Did he give you one of those?
Yeah, when I was walking out to order, he walked past the other direction and sort of like did a bit of a nod.
But was it like a, hi, I'm a general wait staff, you're a general person in a venue?
I don't know.
No, yeah. Mate, you need to understand the nuances of looks more.
Well, I didn't take it as a, hey, Tom from the radio. I took it as a, g'day. Like, eye contact with a punter.
I think in this situation, there's a chance that you could overcomplicate it and look for three or four different options. Mm. I think sometimes the simplest answer is the best.
Mm.
And that is, you happen to be sitting next to a very attractive redhead. We know the redheads are the most attractive.
Story of my life.
Yeah. Exactly.
You are the plus one. Always the plus one.
I reckon he was checking out and then just doing the quick glance, don't get busted by the husband.
Oh, okay.
And each time you looked, he quickly looked away going like, oh, I nearly got caught that time, but I'll take my next chance to be able to check out this lady.
All right, well, I now need to go and sort something out in a coastal town.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Over the weekend, Dodsy and I had a fantastic night in Port Fairy, a friend of ours' wedding. Beautiful night, wonderful. Everything was fantastic. Just had one small little nitpick about the whole thing.
Sorry, I know you're bringing this to the table particularly because you figure that no one in Port Fairy can hear us.
A little bit.
There's the internet. People can listen online
and
at krock.com.au.
And I'm like a thing in Port Fairy too.
Oh, true.
A lot of listeners down that way in the southwest coast. So.
Oh, my God. No. don't set me up for that gear, mate. You know I can't say it on the radio. Anyway.
You noticed that
mean. That's mean to set me up for a gag and then and know I want to do it so bad and I can't.
You notice I did preface it by saying how wonderful and
yeah,
it was.
We know that.
But it was on the riverbank there at Port Fairy. The crowd's milling around. The wedding's at 3:30. You get there when you get there. Obviously, you've got to be there before 3:30. 3:24 rolls around. The bride turns up in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's scurrying to quickly get in position for those who were there already to create the bit of an aisle sort of feel for her to walk down. And those who weren't quite there yet were still walking were all of a sudden running in high heels and suits.
Mm-hmm.
I say, don't run. Don't rush. You're going to be there at about 3:28, which is completely fine. You're there early. It is on the bride. She has to sit in the car and wait for 6 minutes because it is not yet 3:30.
Oh, good point, Lingy, but we'll see what people think. Carolyn Mountaineed, kick this off for us. Is it the bride's fault to be early?
Yeah, no, that's wrong. You've given a time, then you stick by that time. Yeah. End of story.
Even if it's your party and you're paying the tab.
Well, we're getting married in 2 weeks and we've given between 3 and 3:30 is bridal arrival.
Okay.
So what time did you tell the guests to arrive?
2:30 for drinks on arrival.
Ah, drinks on arrival.
Nice, arrival. There you go.
You're a woman after my own heart,
Carol. All my friends love a drink, so I know darn well they'll be there when I arrive.
Yeah, it's a good way to release the net.
Silly.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. Very good. Olivia from Bannockburn. Olivia, are you with Carol and I on this one?
Yeah. Well, I had a prerequisite when I got married.
Yeah.
That my now husband said, if you're more than 15 minutes late, that's it. I'm not waiting. So I was already on point to be there on time or a little bit early.
Yeah.
We got there a few minutes early and we did have to wait for guests. And I made sure I told my dad, you go and tell my fiancé that I'm here waiting for those guests to get seated.
Just add to the stress for the day. Yeah. That was nice.
Okay. I mean, my heart was palpitating. And I'm not involved.
He's going to do the drive off.
Right, who have we got here?
We've got Ashton in Mount Dunedin. Ashton, can the bride ever be early or is it just a horrible thing to do?
Look, if I was to get married, I would definitely be there early. It's my day.
Yes.
Yeah. It's up to everyone else. Yeah.
What about those poor guests that are still getting there, either right on time or just a little bit early? Aren't they still doing the right thing, but you're the one who's screwed up the times?
Well, yeah, but no, because you find out. And they've known for how long? Like, what, 2-3 months, maybe longer?
Okay.
I think your elbow is quite rubber there and you'll just go with anything. whatever anyone's saying.
All right, Mark from Wan Pines, bring this one home for us. Should the bride, if she's early, just have to sit in the car and chill, get on the Instagram for 5 or 6 minutes?
On the Instagram?
Yes, she should, mate. She should even have to do another block around.
Okay.
Not nice to be early to your own wedding.
Yeah.
All right.
Another
well, I think we've
you know what? I thought I was going to get torn to shreds about this one. I got a bit of support.
You went so hard.
Yeah.
Straight out the gates. It was just, you didn't need to go that hard.
You both got me a little worried, though, with your thing about we can that people in Port Ferry are going to be listening to this.
Yeah. And oh, everyone knows
may
now.
Get back to the bride, who I love dearly. Love, love, love.
Keep digging, keep digging.
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955, weekday mornings from 6.